The Association of Building and Civil Engineering Contractors of Ghana is threatening to go to court if government fails to pay all outstanding arrears owed them in 2 weeks. At a news conference in Accra, the association said all efforts to get government to respond to their demand have proved futile, hence the need to resort to legal redress. The association's national president, Martin Zinro, said contractors suffer a lot in meeting their financial obligations to the banks, material creditors, and in running their business. They are calling on government to plan its infrastructure delivery alongside the financial obligation in order to forestall long delays in payment to contractors. Here's a report by Irab Napaha and King Josiah.
The national president of the Association of Building and Civil Engineering Contractors, Martin Nro, said the construction sector contributes 10% of GDP. In spite of this, not much attention has been given to the sector.
The plight of contractors as a result of delayed payments, some extending over a year since the submission of certificates for work done, payment of all outstanding certificates covering contractors' claims for work done under the Skate Fund school projects be effected by the end of September 2013, that government honors our claims on interest or delayed payments promptly so as to mitigate the losses so far incurred through the long delay. That failure on the part of government to meet the above shall leave the contractors no alternative than to advise ourselves by going to the courts to claim all monies due for work done, including interest on all delayed payments.
Mr. Nro claimed that the Eurobond, which was meant to be used to pay outstanding arrears such as DS, has been used to pay Chinese contractors.
Government to immediately clarify the use of proceeds from the Eurobond facility, which the contractors suspect is being used for the benefit of Chinese and foreign-based contractors, leaving local contractors.
Another area the association finds disturbing is the recent award of Get Fund projects to some contractors, despite the promise to settle all arrears before new contracts are awarded.
That was a report by Irab Napaha and King Josiah.